Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Well, it's not entirely true. We're going to talk to Loren here in a little bit. She's still at home.
Trying to connect remotely.
Yeah. How 2019?
It's 18, bro.
I know, but that's very 2019.
Okay. Sure.
My parents were over yesterday, and what the heck were we talking about? Something that was going to happen in 2023. And my dad goes, well, it doesn't matter. I won't be here anyway.
Oh, my God.
And he was just so matter-of-fact about it.
Oh.
You know?
Why?
Oh, I mean, he's already 76. He's going to be 77 in October.
People live through their 80s.
I know. My dad, who smoked and drank his way through life, is still alive. And then I read something the other day about the 45-year-old. I want to say he was, like, from Matthews or something, who was iron. What do they call that? Like,
Iron Man. Oh, Iron Man.
Did those races and stuff, and he was on his bike and died. You know, never drank, never smoked.
That's fair. Yeah, I keep telling my trainers and fitness nutrition people that. I'm like, listen, it can't be that bad.
Yeah, if I lose a ton of weight, it's not going to be good for me.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, everybody. We'll check in with Loren here in a little bit. She is working from home remotely for a little while. Then I guess she wants to come in.
That's cool.
So we'll get into that. Plus, I've got to tell you.
That you lost her child?
Well, kind of. I mean, I wasn't ever really in charge of baby Cash, but we'll get into that later on in the show because Cash came by yesterday and there was major panic in the building. Full-on panic. I think Loren was ready to cry.
Oh, my gosh.
And she blames me. And I have to be honest, I don't think it was my fault.
I can't wait to hear her side and then your side.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Yeah. We'll get into that. Of course, $500 could be yours with our Wake Up and Win contest. Go sign up on the app.
Yeah, we'll be calling a name out at any point.
It's so simple. Just tell us what time you wake up and add your name to the list. We already have thousands of names, but we randomly pick, and you might as well just put your name on that list. Add to that thousand. I mean, we randomly pick, so your name could be picked. You have nothing to lose.
And it's not like one of those big nationwide contests where you're competing with someone in Wichita.
Good point.
It's everyone just right here who can hear our voice.
You tell us what time you wake up. We'll call out your name. You got 15 minutes to call us back, and when you do, you score $500. We are on a huge roll right now of people calling back immediately, which is great.
Yep.
Smart move.
Yesterday, by the way, last night, I was watching things about is the Earth is flat.
Yeah, you and Loren were both Googling weird things and sharing links on our text chain.
It was sucking me in, man. And I was like, whoa, hold on. Let's come back to reality. Let's pull back. Boy. Right,
well, every conspiracy has a good story behind it.
Yeah.
I mean, or else it wouldn't be a conspiracy.
I always thought it was kind of ludicrous, but not about the idea of the Earth is flat.
What's the main point?
Well, the point that they think that, like, if the Earth is flat, it's circular, and on the very outer part is nothing but ice. So you have the North Pole and South Pole in Antarctica. That's all surrounding us. Inside of that circle is water and us. Okay? So that's how we don't fall off, is because we hit the North or South Poles.
Right. So people that are flattest, that think the world's flat, don't believe in gravity?
Well, this is this part where it gets a little wishy-washy. Ah. They think there's a magnet or some stupid crap. Mm. But my point to that is that we've never flown aircraft, at least not, you know, non-government. I'm talking about we've never flown, like, commercial aircraft over the poles. We've never, like, gone in the area that the flattists think is the end of the Earth.
Okay. You know why?
Well, probably because no one lives over there.
Exactly. I mean, you tell American to fly one of their planes over the South or North Pole, they'll be like, what?
Right. But I'm just saying, we've never been.
But they do go up all the way up by Canada. I mean, they brush up against
They brush, but they don't go over to see what happens if they fall off or not. And so I'm watching this.
Nicole, help me out here.
And so I'm watching this video. And I'm like, that can't be true. So I start pulling up the air flight mayhem. You can see the airplanes.
Yeah, you can see the flight patterns.
None of them are going to anywhere near Antarctica or the poles.
There's nothing going on
up
there.
Follow the facts.
That is actually a lie, because when I went to Thailand, I was pretty close, and you watched my flight.
That's true.
I did watch your flight, but you weren't up at the pole. You didn't go to the part where people
think we
fall
off. I didn't
need
to be. Maybe it's too cold. Maybe the flights can't handle that or something. I do not give in. I love every conspiracy, but I will not give in to that, and I think... I'm going to keep my thoughts. It is way too early, and I'm not done with my coffee, Roy. You always do this.
I'm sorry, but that's like the only thing that I was like, whoa, how come they don't fly that way? We do need to get a commercial aircraft, or someone does need to go. But then I pulled back when they said that there's a big magnet underneath the Earth, and I was like, okay, yeah. Idiots. pull back.
I'm looking at the globe right now.
Well, who gave you that globe? NASA?
I guess, so like, let's say you're flying to South America, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we would fly from here's Charlotte.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody, I'm just, picture a globe going past Florida, over Cuba, bang. What would so if somebody in Seattle wants to fly to South America, they would go up and then come around?
If someone was...
That would be the worst idea. It just takes too long to go around. Everything's on this side.
Well, what if, like, let's say you're in Canada... Or let's say you're in Alaska,
mm-hmm.
and you want to go to Africa.
That's what they
can
do.
Can I debunk you?
No, don't debunk me, because I don't believe in it.
I think, and don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure you're able to tell that the world has the
Lookers.
The spheric shape,
yeah.
because of the moon and the lunar the parts of the moon, because when there's...
By the way, and it gets even weirder. They don't even believe the waves are controlled by a lunar. I mean, I'm telling you, it's some strange things. I didn't walk down that path.
Yeah, and the other thing that's cool about the fact that the world's not flat is that other countries have satellites. You don't hear, like, people in, you know, Madagascar saying, show us the money on the circular Earth. Everybody's got satellites up there. It's not just an American conspiracy.
Right.
All right.
Exactly.
Let's put that to rest.
But, and make no mistake, I don't believe the Earth is flat. But I was watching the thing about the commercial aircrafts, and I'm like, that's strange. How come we've never flown that one?
Yes, Loren, what did you want to say?
How do you explain the rotation of the Earth then if it's friggin' flat?
Loren's at home yelling.
Well, I'll tell you, they think the sun is moving, not us. And we're constantly moving up in the air, forward, upwards.
But mind you, Loren.
Even if the sun was moving, okay, we can see the Earth moving from space, from satellites, right? So unless it's moving like a pizza pie, which it doesn't, that's the breaker right there.
Yeah, there's several breakers, but Roy did start the conversation by saying, hey, I was almost all in.
So
he was almost brainwashed.
It was like brainwashing. It really was. I was watching the YouTube video. It was so well produced. And I was like, oh, my God, they're onto something.
Well, Kyrie Irving, who graduated from Duke, it's a good school. He's a flattist.
They must have seen my YouTube video I watched, because I was sucked in, man. And then I watched more about how the moon, we didn't land on the moon. And let me tell you, I can subscribe to that theory, and I think Loren can too.
The moon theory.
Yeah, I think I'm down with the moon, the no moon landing.
Yeah, that's a strange one.
Anonymous, good morning. Hi, you're on with the MRL show. Go ahead. What do you want to add?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm a United States Army sniper, and in long-distance shots, you have to take into account the curvature of the Earth to hit your target. Otherwise, you'll miss.
That's cool.
The Earth is round. I mean, it's not just wind and everything else. You actually have to understand the curvature of the Earth to make the shots that we make.
Well, see, Anonymous, they didn't have you in this YouTube video. So last night, I was being suckered in.
Because he doesn't help their cause. He's anti their cause.
Yeah, they did not have you on.
Good for you, dude. Are you still in the Army?
No, sir.
Done with
medically
your duties, huh?
Out.
Good for you,
man.
Yeah,
I got hurt and so I'm out.
Oh, sorry to hear that you got hurt.
I'm still here. I'm still kicking.
Good for you.
I'm blessed. That's what I'm happy about.
We're blessed to have you.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah,
have
all
a
right.
good morning.
Thanks
you
a
too.
Lot. You know who couldn't be a sniper?
Me.
And Loren. Her eyesight is horrible.
I'm blind.
You can't see 10 feet in front of you.
I hope there's never a draft. The government wouldn't want me. I mean, I'm useless.
Pass. Next. Pass. Our whole show would get passed over.
I'd show up and they're like, new.
Yeah.
Back.
All right, Loren, let's try and get you hooked up digitally so that we can hear you in a good way. And we're going to talk about why you blame me for something that I don't think I did yesterday with cash here at work. All right. We'll get into that. $500 could be yours. We'll wake up and win. We got a brand new War of the Roses at $750. Trish did something awesome. She thinks that her boyfriend's lying about going to play hockey, so she took his hockey bag out of the car. Did he call her to ask where the bag was, or did he claim that he played hockey? We'll find out. 7:50 with a brand new War of the Roses. So much to do. Oh, you know how we do, like, the more hashtag, the more you know?
Yeah.
There's a really, you're going to like this because you like pilots and flying and stuff like I do. Mm-hmm. There's a really cool thing about pilots, passengers, and airplane food that I want to explain to you. And it's totally hashtag, the more you know.
Okay.
All right. We'll get into that under 10 minutes.
Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So, Lorette is not in the studio, but you should be able to hear her. Let's test it out real quick. Lorette, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Right, we can hear you.
Let me see my lips. How does that sound to you, Nicole? Okay. Does her level sound good? Good. Okay.
Awesome.
So, this is from the hashtag, the more you know, that we love having here on the MRL show. Oh, no, there's an echo.
Are you wearing maybe your headphones?
I am. Should I not be?
Well, then I wonder where the echo is coming from.
I don't know, because I'm talking to you out of the computer. But remember, I could hear the echo before you turn something down.
I don't know.
How's that?
I still hear an echo.
I hear an echo for you now.
It's interesting because she's wearing headphones, so the microphone, unless her headphones are jacked up like mine is, but I doubt that with her.
We're feeding back to her, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
What if, wait, hold on. No, because we can't, can you hear us? Lorraine,
can
you?
No, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear us now? Right, well, just get in here. How about that?
Okay. Well, Cash, he's stirring now, so if I go and I start getting him ready, I should be there by... I mean, I've got to feed him something before I bring him in, but I mean, I should be there by the next dirty.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's fine. Get in here and then we'll talk about what happened yesterday at work with baby Cash and why you're blaming me for something that I don't think I did. Okay.
Okay. Ooh. But it's definitely your fault.
No, it's not. That's
okay. All right.
We'll
goodbye.
See you in a little bit. Okay. You know, it's just hard with the echo.
Well, but if we brought like a professional microphone and headphones, I bet that wouldn't be a problem.
Okay. So we'll plan that next time. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, cool. So pilots and passengers on commercial flights are served different meals on the flights.
Why?
Well, it's to guard against food poisoning. And with each plane having at least two pilots, do you know that they can't order the same meal?
Really?
They have to eat different meals.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I told you. Hashtag the more you know. A pilot tells the newspaper The Sun there are two different meals for pilots and passengers, with pilots also allowed to bring their own food. The different meals is a precautionary move taken by airlines to guard against food poisoning, because if both pilots get food poisoning, their vision gets blurry, they could get sick, and they wouldn't be able to anticipate, you know, any emergencies if there was. All pilots are trained to handle pilot incapacitation events where the pilot is unable to continue their duties in flight, which is why my dad laughs when the news makes a big deal. Like if a captain or somebody is passed out in the cockpit and the co-pilot has to land the plane and the news is like,
yeah,
they landed it with one pilot. The guy's got 11,000 hours of flying time. I think he can handle it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess what do? You just pull the... You know, if a captain dies, what do? Just drag him out? Or you just let him sit there?
I think you kick him out. You open the door and just drop him.
Oh, my gosh.
Put a parachute on him. The healthy pilot would fly the plane, like we just said, and divert to the nearest airport. But if there was still a long distance to go, if the flight is close to its destination, the healthy pilot would simply just fly on. Here's one more thing. Hashtag the more you know. Airline food rarely tastes good, and part of that is that things like lower cabin pressure, dry cabin air, and loud engine noises interfere with the ability to taste and smell food well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it smells really good. Sometimes I really want to order it, but it's just so expensive.
A professor from Oxford University claims that wearing noise-canceling headphones will improve the taste of airplane food because it'll cancel out the drone of the plane's engines. Science has also found that low-pitched noises make food taste bitter, while high-pitched noises can make them taste sweeter.
Oh, you know, we need to get headphones and get some tones and start eating some food.
Can you imagine?
That's very interesting.
It's crazy.
Yeah. sometimes I'm on a plane and like it smells like they're fixing amazing like pulled barbecue pork and delicious food, and
then you taste it and it's like cardboard.
I've never had it, but I'm very interested in what it's like to eat airplane food.
And it's all because the engine sounds make the taste of the food different.
I could buy into that, especially the pressurization thing.
Bro, of course you could buy into it. Yeah. You bought into the world being flat. I am so gullible.
You can sway me anywhere.
Hey, Roy's got a list, and it's pretty funny. It's crazy, actually. You found that there's a ton of pumpkin spice items, just lattes.
And things that, like, Loren, I wish she was in the studio, but things that, like, Loren wants to have, I'm like, what? No one should have that. We'll get to the pumpkin spice list coming up here in 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Full disclosure, Lorraine's dealing with a bunch of nanny issues, and it's not easy when you have a nanny full-time and then there's an issue and that nanny's life and you try and find somebody part-time. It's hard to do. So she's home and waiting for Cash to eat, and then she's going to come in and bring Cash. So she'll join us here in just a little while. Plenty of time for Can't Beat Lorraine, and she'll, of course, be here for our $500 that we give away in our Wake Up and Win contest, which, by the way, we still haven't called out a name yet.
So even though it's been like 85 degrees in Charlotte and blistering hot still, fall is only a couple days away.
How about Brad Panovich tweets out yesterday that it's the second hottest September on record and the hottest since 1925.
Wow.
Last year's average temperature, 69 degrees. This year, 80.1.
Good gosh. Yeah, we were really high.
Way down.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, people still are swimming in my pool at the Ashton.
Yeah, so, man.
These are the things that pumpkin spice, everyone loves pumpkin spice, like coffees and lattes.
Mm-hmm.
Here are other pumpkin spice products that you can actually buy that you'll never believe exist.
Okay.
Pumpkin spice deodorant.
Yeah, pass. Right. I don't want to smell like a pumpkin under my armpits.
Pumpkin spice liquor and beer, we all hop on board of that. But how about pumpkin spice salmon?
Ooh.
Yeah, and it looks weird, man. It's like an orange glaze over shriveled salmon.
Do you like regular salmon?
No,
don't. Me neither.
No, I don't.
Amanda made crab cakes last night. I walked in the house, and I was like, oh. And Dean goes, what's the smell? And I wrote his back. I was like, yeah, what's the smell?
I wrote his back. Pumpkin spice salsa. Like a dipping salsa? Yeah. How about this? Pumpkin spice chicken sausage.
See, I dig chicken and sausage. I might be in to try that.
All right. Pumpkin spice lotions. Pumpkin spice gum.
I would try that. I'm a big gum chewer.
Pumpkin spice flavored dog chew toys.
Nicole, would you get a pumpkin spice dog chew for Finn?
Yes. I don't do pumpkin, but Finley is all about pumpkin.
I can't.
He actually, that's his treat. It's pumpkin and sweet potato.
So this is his time of year.
Yeah.
Oh, he's all in.
He's a big pumpkin
my dog's
fan.
Normal. Peanut butter's where it's at. Not the pumpkin spice.
I got a basic dog.
Yeah. Becky. You need to change your dog's name to Becky.
Pumpkin spice beard oil.
Mm-mm.
Imagine that. Rubbing that in.
No.
So you would smell.
No.
Yeah. Let's see here. Pumpkin spice protein powder, which I could probably get behind that. Pumpkin spice dish soap.
Now, I might get behind that.
Really?
Maybe. Just for something different. I mean, our dish soap, after a while, just...
Yeah. And then pumpkin spice peanut butter.
Would you try that?
Probably. I just try it.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like and they also had a pumpkin spice face mask. You know how like you'll do like a...
Oh, would Lorraine do that?
Yeah, Lorraine said she'd do that.
The pumpkin spice face mask? We'll have to get that.
And see, it's too
remember
much.
You did the breast milk face mask?
Oh, I did do the breast milk. Yeah, they came into the studio and did put breast milk on my face.
Yeah, it was a thing.
Yeah, and then they have the vampire blood thing that they do on the face. That's a thing where they put just blood on your
And they peel it?
I don't know how that works, but yeah, I've heard of it. It's a real thing.
That's crucial.
Yeah. There's a bunch of weird products, man. But yeah, Loren loves it. She's like, I'm going to start using all these things for what Loren likes.
Well, good. Put them on her side of the table, and we'll see what pops up. I saw also a pumpkin spice chapstick.
Oh, is that on the list, too?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think my wife had that last year.
Yeah, I could hop aboard with that too, but the beard oil and the face masks and the salmon, what's going on? It's too much.
Man, we're hitting fall this Saturday, right?
Yeah, this Saturday, the 22nd.
Jeez.
It's already here.
I know, it's hard to believe.
January was yesterday.
Still to come.
I'm going to be swimming. I'm going to be swimming in the pool on the first day of fall.
Hey, can we talk about what happened with you yesterday? I mean, we don't have to go into details, but I think it's funny.
We'd have to tread carefully, but yeah, we can.
We can tread carefully. But let's put it this way. Roy did something for a client, and the client wants to do it again because of something that was said in our text chain that was hilarious about Roy. What did Roy do that makes the client say, hey, we got to do this again? It's so Roy. It's so funny. We'll get into it coming up in under 10 minutes. You got to hear it.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15. I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Come on, baby. I'm feeling a Thursday. I'm ready.
Yeah. Lorette is on the way to work. She had a stay at home a little bit longer because of childcare with Cash, but she's getting in.
Okay, so we do a lot of work with clients, and we love clients. Clients, commercials, that's how Kiss 95.1 and the MRL show, we make money off of that stuff. So when we do endorsements or if someone asks us to come somewhere on their behalf, you know, catch Loren at this place, Manny at this place, Roy at this place, they pay money for that, believe it or not.
Yeah.
and it's what drives us in the industry. So we love doing it and we love working with clients. So Roy had a client event. When was that? Tuesday?
Yeah, a couple of days ago.
And you did a Facebook Live, and they asked you to do a Facebook Live again. They wanted to do a redo.
Right. And during the Facebook Live, the camera was held horizontally instead of vertically. But I always, you know, because the golden rule of video is to always film horizontally. So I always forget that with Facebook Lives, though, it needs to be vertically because the camera gets flipped around the wrong way.
And Beasley Media Group in Florida, that's where our headquarters is, they're involved in our Facebook Lives to the point where they send us a one sheet that tells you exactly what to do. So you just follow the steps. But you weren't filming. Somebody else was. So it wasn't your fault. Anyway, they wanted to do a redo, and they wanted to know if Roy was available for a redo. And, like, Roy's schedule's pretty slammed this weekend. We're doing a lot of
Sterling's
things.
Sterling's birthday this weekend, and we have client stuff this weekend. I just don't have a lot of wiggle room. So I said, hey, why don't I go ahead and I can flip the video around, and we can post it, because I understand that it does look bad. I want to fix this. I want to make it right. And so I kept pushing our producer, Nicole, to send me the video so I can take care of this, and that wasn't the issue.
So then Nicole says, it sounds like it just that wasn't the only issue, because two salespeople that work here, they're now involved too, and they didn't offer the solution of just downloading it and rotating it. Okay. So the client's going to get a redo, is my understanding. Even if it's not you, the client will get a redo. And Roy, says, geez, what did I do wrong? He seems so happy.
I know. I thought, did I say something, you know?
And then you offer, you say, hey, if I could work it out in my schedule, I would love to find out what time they can do it, right? So this is all of a text message. And then the text message comes in. It goes from the person who works here, who filmed it, who it was their client, says, besides me filming, he thought Roy did great. But he wanted to take the video down and mention that Roy didn't dress up enough.
Oh, my God.
He had a list of things not pertaining to Facebook. We just want to keep the client happy. Roy goes, I didn't dress up enough.
Let me tell you why. That morning during the show, during the broadcast, I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And I said, this is inappropriate to wear to a client. So I went home and changed. I went
home to step it up a notch.
And it wasn't enough.
I went home to get dressed up. And it still wasn't enough.
I love you.
That's so awful.
But you know what was so funny about it, you guys, is Roy kept pushing on that text chain. Send me the video. I'll fix it.
Because I want to make it right.
Nobody will have to make a redo. Let's forget the redo. We'll make the client happy.
Yeah.
And he kept pushing and pushing and pushing to the point where the salesperson wanted to protect that point. Like, don't let Roy know. But I didn't think he was dressed up enough, but you kept pushing and she finally goes, okay, fine. Roy wasn't dressed up enough.
And I'm like, I went home to change. I specifically dressed up. I felt so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
Buddy, it's all right.
And it's probably because I thought I was wearing really nice clothes. And I did my hair.
Good. What were you wearing on your feet?
I was wearing flip-flops. But it's been like 88 degrees. I don't know. I feel so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, she said you didn't dress up enough. I'm like, I went home to dress up. I specifically went home to change.
If you do, and by the way, did you say what you were wearing? You said you wore a Hawaiian shirt. What did you change into that wasn't dressing?
I was wearing this like blended shirt hoodie with a shirt underneath it. It's really nice.
Mm, shorts?
Yeah. Wearing really nice shorts, yeah.
Really nice shorts.
They weren't cargo.
Cargo are not nice shorts.
No, they were not cargo shorts, but they were all good, like top brands. They were all like big, nice brands.
Yeah.
So like, I wore nice clothes, you know. But I guess
I love that you went home to change and it wasn't enough.
But you know, when you have size 15 feet, I guess my flip flops do stick out like paddle boards.
Surfboards. You guys should see them. I know we posted pictures of them before at the MRL show.
Hey, it's probably looking at my feet going, this guy, he knocked over everything in my store.
You ever see like a nature show where they're up in the Arctic and they wear those giant snowshoes through the snow? The big snowshoes? Like big flat things?
That's me. That's me.
September on an 80 degree day. Anyway, Roy is available. That's the point. Roy is available to do any appearances at any of your locations. Just send him a specific outfit request.
Because I clearly don't know how to dress up. I don't.
I felt
so bad.
Just send me the video. Roy, it's really not just about the video. What is it then? They said you didn't dress up enough. God, I feel for you, buddy.
I know. I feel so
you
bad.
You said you
about
remembered
it.
When we met clients here at the radio station. I don't remember this, but like in 2015, they weren't happy with my outfit.
Yeah, because we rolled in after the show and you were wearing. I don't know.
I'm wearing ripped jeans now.
You're probably shorts and a raggedy shirt. And then we got this email sent that whenever there's clients, you have a client meeting, make sure you dress up.
Okay, that's great. Yeah.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
That's how we got into this business. Okay, well, now there's a new study out. A relationship expert says there's two types of cheating. She breaks it down to two types of cheating. We're going to discuss just after 7 and see if anybody knows anyone who falls into these two categories. We'll get into it coming up in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Loren will join us here shortly. She had to stay home to do some parenting duties. And then she'll be in, hopefully in time for the 7:30 Dirty and then Can't Beat Loren.
Make sure you keep it here on Kiss 95.1 for Wake Up and Win, your chance at $500. All you have to do is go on the Kiss 95.1 app, tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. If we call your name out at that time, call us back, and you win $500.
Let's tickle the MRL fam with a feather a little bit, Loren. Nicole, sitting in Loren's seat, what hour would you say people need to listen?
I would say the 8 o'clock hour looks promising.
8 o'clock hour looks promising. Okay. So if you signed up in the 7 and you don't like the show, we'll see you tomorrow.
God, stop.
If you're just here for the money, you don't like the show, and you signed up in the 7, see you tomorrow, everybody. So according to Metro website, a relationship expert said, producer Nicole and Roy, that there's two types of cheating. A, cheating to end a relationship. B, cheating to fill an emotional void. If you two are going to be cheated on by your significant other, is there one that you would rather have? In other words, would you be okay in your own mind if you found out that you got cheated on because they wanted to leave you anyway, as opposed to being cheated on because you weren't fulfilling the emotional needs of your significant other?
The first one.
Right?
I'd prefer that.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Wait, you'd prefer cheating to be left?
Yes.
See, I would prefer the other one.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if I found out, I mean, obviously neither is okay, but if I had found out that I was with someone who cheated because I wasn't doing something, then I can put at least part of the blame
you can rationalize
on
it.
Me, and that way I know, like, okay, you know, our love language wasn't meeting or something, so now I know what I need to do if they want to continue the relationship.
So, you know, too, and we're going to bring you guys in on this as well at 704-570-9595. You either did the cheating or you got cheated on. And did you take them back because it was just emotional cheating and they told you that nothing physical happened? Because it's cheating if your significant other is busy talking to someone else and not really hooking up with that person physically, but saying I love you to them. You know what I mean? Because there's an emotion. There's a such thing as emotional cheating.
Would I take them back? Was that the question?
Yeah, and I know a lot of people that have taken them back because they feel like they weren't really cheated on because they weren't right. physical with that person, and they was just quote-unquote emotional.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would take Sterling back if he did that. I mean, we'd have serious issues, though.
Because the thing is you look at yourself because your significant other left you because you weren't telling them on a daily basis you look beautiful or buy them roses or be romantic, and they were getting that from another person,
right?
But yet they weren't physical. 704-570-9595.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't know how much I want to say.
You want to say as much as you want.
That's
how
no,
we
no,
brought
no.
you in.
It's the MRL family. It's family time. You're fine.
Yeah. No. So, I mean, like, in the beginning, Lauren and I have been together for 3 years, mm-hmm. right? So, in the beginning of our relationship, it was rocky. And I guess you could say maybe, like, I emotionally cheated.
Oh.
Because you felt like maybe Lauren wasn't giving you something that you were getting from someone else?
No. Okay. It had nothing to do with her, as it had everything to do with me. But it was more so, like, I had just gotten out of a relationship. And it was one that, like, a breakup that I didn't see coming. And it just caught me off guard. So Lauren and I got together pretty soon after that, and it was a mistake. Not that it was a mistake, but it just happened. You know, like, we neither of us thought that we were going to be together, mm-hmm. and it happened, and so glad it did. But the first, like, few months, I had to process all of my emotions because I was going through a breakup.
Yeah.
I had just gotten into something that I wanted to be in. And, like, my ex came back and she was like, I want to be with you, da da da. So I had to turn that down to be with Lauren, but that still messed with, like, my mental game. So I was not 100% to Lauren in that time frame.
Did she realize that?
Oh, yeah. Like, so later on when she... like, after we moved here, she's like, I mean, the first few months of our relationship, you could say that you kind of emotionally cheated.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, we worked past it. And
sure.
But there's also, like, I was 24, 22 and a half when I met her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 26 now. I mean, there's a lot of growing up that happens in those 4 years.
That's true.
Sure. All right. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, hi, you're live because Nicole's in here not answering phones, which is fine. What's your name?
Matthew,
what do you want to say?
Yeah, so me and my wife, we've been together for 4 years now. And when we first got together, you know, she came from a relationship where she was abused physically and emotionally.
Okay.
And she had cheated on me like 2 times. And see, I'm used to, like, fixing people. Mm-hmm. I'm not the same.
Oh, you're the fixer. Okay.
Yeah, I felt like I was good at fixing people and helping them heal.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that I needed her to heal me too.
Oh, okay.
So whenever I found out that she had cheated on me, we had just got together, so I looked past it and it helped her fix herself from that relationship. And she helped fix me.
Yeah, I hate to hear that she had to go through that. But, you know, you guys have to look at each other and you realize what's going on. Now, I guess you're still together?
Yes, we are. We've been married for over a year and we have 2 kids together.
Oh,
thank
good
Daniel,
for
thank
you
for sharing.
Yeah.
You know, you hate to hear that she had to go through that to get to that point with him. But,
yeah.
All right, we'll take more phone calls. Did you deal with any of the 2 types of cheating? One, the cheating to end a relationship. In other words, someone cheated on you and then you guys broke up. Or 2, you cheated, or he cheated to fill an emotional void.
704 570-9595. Give us a phone call.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So they cheated and you took them back. 704-570-9595.
Allison in Monroe, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm taking it one day at a time.
That's all you can do. Loren's doing the same. She's on her way to the studio with her son. She had to do mom duty this morning. What are we going to say, Loren? No, get in here, leave the cash at home by himself, right, Allison? Yeah. You can't do that. Can't do that. The answer is no, Allison. There's no thinking about it. The answer is no.
There was hesitation.
You could have, I guess. We miss her.
All right, so tell us, what happened with you? You took your man back?
Okay, so I've been with the guy that I am married to for 7 years. We've been married for a little bit over four. And the first couple times, it was emotional cheating. He just needed the attention, which I understand. I live with anxiety and depression, so all the time I can't be there, you know, 24/7 to attend to his emotional needs because I have to attend to my own.
Yeah.
And then 2 days ago, he got caught with another girl, and it was physical.
Oh, 2 days ago? That recent?
Yeah, that recent.
Did you catch him in the act, or how did that happen?
Me and my daughter went to surprise him at work, and we found the girl naked, hiding in a closet.
Oh, my gosh.
How did you know she was hiding in the closet?
My daughter found her.
How old is she?
She's 10.
I'm too young to be saying that.
Gosh. You're right.
Oh, my gosh.
You are 100% right.
And then you went to his work. That was going on at his work?
Yeah, at his work.
Oh, man.
And she's the girl that he was cheating with is engaged. And I thought that it was right that he should know that, I mean, she stepped out on y'all's relationship as well.
How'd you find him to tell him?
Facebook. An angry wife will find out anything.
If Loren was here, she would say amen to that. Allison, so sorry for your sad story, but, you know, hopefully this is a turning point in your life, and it just goes up from here for you and your awesome daughter.
Thank you.
Good
so
luck.
Much.
Thank you for sharing. One day at a time. Let us know if you need anything, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Man.
Just 2 days ago.
I know.
That fresh. All right, let's talk with Carrie and Indian Trail. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Carrie, we're good. That's a sad story we just heard from Allison. Her 10-year-old had to find that woman in the closet. Can you imagine?
I can't, but she's right. A scorned woman will find out.
Roy and I have learned that over the years here on the MRL show that our MRL family members, you guys will go and find the person. If not, we'll do it on War of the Roses, Carrie. But what happened to you?
Well, it was my first husband. I'm happily married now, but it was emotional cheating. I was going to pay our cell phone bill, and I started seeing all these phone numbers for NC Realtor, and I thought it was really odd, and I didn't really think too much of it until one day I went to do some work on the laptop, and my ex-husband had, I guess, his Facebook Messenger page open.
Mm-hmm.
He had been chatting with an old friend from Florida who was married as well. They had pet names, I love you. You would have thought they were married forever.
Oh, man.
And I thought, you know, I stayed. I even moved back up to New York because that's what he wanted. It actually, I would have rather the physical cheating. And here's
why. Really?
Yes, because every time a female would comment on something on Facebook or I thought it maybe went on too long, I became paranoid. It was more than I could handle. And he acted with her in a way he hadn't interacted with me in years. So
that emotional cheating, by the way, that's a good point. For those of you that might just be joining us, a dating expert said there's two types of cheating. Cheating to end a relationship, physical, and just saying goodbye, and then cheating where you can stay in the relationship because it's simply called emotional cheating, which is exactly what you were just talking about, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
You thought they would have been married the way they were talking to each other. No physical, nothing physical though, right?
No. Oh. Different state. I mean, she lived in Florida and we were here in North Carolina. But to me, when your husband isn't interacting with you like that,
and they're talking with somebody, I really thought I could handle it.
Yeah.
It was horrible, and it just made me so paranoid. We ultimately divorced. Maybe there are some women that can't handle it. I just found that it just made me paranoid all around. So
yeah. And we're getting a lot of text messages. There's a lot of people on hold, too, who have been in dealt with both types of cheating. And a lot of them agree with you that the physical one is easier to get over than the emotional one, which, I mean, when you hear that at first, you're like, what? No way.
Yeah.
I know. I thought I would say it.
Yeah. Well, Carrie, thank you for listening. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, guys. You too.
All right.
Because, I mean, if someone's fallen out of love, that's harder to repair in my head than someone who still loves you, but they just, there was a, you know, a mix-up, I guess.
Loren, who's on her way here to the studio now, hopefully in time to play Can't Beat Loren, I'll play her part. You ready?
Okay.
I don't care. I'm killing them and divorcing them on either and taking everything.
That's exactly what you would say. Regardless of it, it's cheating.
Either one, it doesn't matter. I'm going to own everything. And by the way, I'm going to make your life hell for the next 20 years.
Yep. You'll never be able to date or show your face in any restaurant and or bar.
Bring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus.
Right, we've done this once before when Loren was out. We played Can't Beat Loren unofficially, so it won't go against her, but you play against Robot Loren.
Okay, so if you want to play, 704-570-9595.
We'll give you the questions. You can see how you do with the questions. So you really get to play because you can see how you do against the questions. We'll just have Loren answer Robot Loren style.
So it's not real Can't Beat Loren. It won't count against her. There's really no prize.
Right.
On the line because Loren's not here yet.
But if you want to answer the questions, call now. You can play Can't Beat Robot Loren, 704-570-9595. For instance, Loren, Robot Loren, this duo from Saturday Night Live hosted the Emmys on Monday night.
That one time you tried to deposit your math.
That is incorrect. See, you would get that right because she's wrong.
She's wrong, of course.
It was Colin Jost and Michael Che, as we know.
All right,
so we'll get into that. Waiting for producer Nicole to pick up with somebody.
We still have to give away $500 with Wake Up and Win. Make sure you go on the Kiss 95.1 app. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL morning show. And then when we call your name, could happen at any time. When we call your name, you call us back within 15 minutes and you get $500. Wake Up and Win. Go to download the Kiss 95.1 app and sign up now.
And War of the Roses is coming up in just about 10 minutes. Trish thought that her man was cheating on her because there was something shady with his hockey league. So she took his hockey bag out of his car. And obviously he went to play hockey. Did he call her to ask where the bag was or did he lie and say, I played hockey? We'll find out with a brand new War of the Roses. But Loren is out. Robot Loren is in. And Roy, who are we saying hi to?
We're going to say hi to Lori, Caitlin, and Andrew.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Hi. So this is not a real version of Can't Beat Loren. It is with Robot Loren. So there's nothing prize-wise on the line because this won't count against her, okay?
But the good news is we thought we would do this, Lori, Caitlin, and Andrew, because these are the real questions. And we'll see how you guys do on the questions. Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay, so we don't even need to throw Loren out of the studio. We'll get right into it with question number one. If you could find a man who would serenade you on the streets of London, just like Justin Bieber did to his fiance, you'd be in good shape. Who is Justin Bieber's fiance? Justin Bieber's fiance. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
Okay. Question number two, America's Got Talent wrapped up season 13 yesterday with a magician winning the entire season. True or false, Simon Cowell is a judge on that show?
True.
All right, question three, Victoria Beckham proves she was Posh Spice with her 10th anniversary collection. Who is her soccer stud of a husband, Victoria Beckham?
We don't know.
Okay. Now, I'm starting to think that Robot Loren's got a shot here. I didn't think at first, but...
I'm starting to think that, too.
All right. Well, Victoria Beckham is married to who? Come on. That's an easy one.
I guess they don't know.
You guys...
Come on, guys. Anybody?
Soccer player, yes.
Beautiful man.
No. Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, the most perfect hair. All right, Space Jam.
I don't watch soccer.
All right, here we go. Here's a basketball one. Good news. We got another sports question.
Yay.
Space Jam 2 is officially a go with basketball player LeBron James in the lead. Who is the original Space Jammer who is now the owner of your Charlotte Hornets?
Michael Jordan.
Okay. Good. You say it with confidence. I like that. Question five. Kanye said he was going to move to Chicago full time, but his wife said he changes his mind so often that she'll not be moving there full time with the kids. Who is his wife? Kanye West has a wife. Who is that?
Kardashian.
What? Which one?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, Robot Loren might win. I can't believe it.
Just pick one of
them. Kim.
Kim. Okay. All right. Roy, how did they do? How many did they get right?
They got three correct.
All right. You got three correct. I'm going to let you guys go. You could listen to the results on the air. You got three correct out of five. That's not terrible. You guys wait and see thank how you. Robot Loren did. Lori, Caitlin, and Andrew, thank you for calling and playing this morning. All right. Are we ready, Roy?
Let's do it.
All right. Go ahead and ask question number one.
All right. If you got a man that would serenade you in the streets of London, that's what Justin Bieber said he did to his fiance. Who is that?
Let's see. Who does she say his fiance is? Lorraine. Who is that?
Kevin Hart.
No. It's not Kevin Hart. It's Haley Baldwin. And unfortunately, Lori, Caitlin, and Andrew got that wrong as well. 0-0.
All right. Question number two.
America's Got Talent wrapped up season 13 yesterday with The Magician winning the entire season. True or false, Simon Cowell is a judge on that show.
Apparently, the thieves took jewelry, watches, and clothing.
This was more of a true or false, so that's incorrect. But Lori, Caitlin, and Andrew got that correct. It's currently 1-0.
Whoa. Yeah. All right.
All right, Victoria Beckham proves that she was Posh Spice with her 10th anniversary collection. Who is her soccer stud of a husband?
Do you have gel with you?
Ooh, that's not bad, because I see where she's going with
the
his
hair.
Okay. Yeah. We need to be more specific. Yeah, if you could be more specific, Loren?
Kevin Hart.
No, not Kevin Hart. Not Kevin Hart. David Beckham. Lori, Caitlin, and Andrew did not get that correct as well. It's 1-0. Here we go. Question number four.
You're just joining us. Loren out today. Robot Loren in.
Space Jam 2 is officially a go with LeBron James. Who is the original guy from Space Jam who is now the owner of our Charlotte Hornets?
No, you guys are definitely princes.
We're definitely princess?
I think she said we're definitely princes.
Princes.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
No. It's Michael Jordan you used to work for him when you were a Hornets cheerleader.
All right, they got that one right.
Yep. Kanye West said he was going to move to Chicago full time, but his wife said he changes his mind so often that she will not be moving there full time with the kids. Who is his wife?
All right, Loren, you should know this one. You're a big Kardashianite.
You can't blame yourself for somebody else not being able to keep it in their pants.
Whoa. Wow. No, that's Robot Loren. That's incorrect. Final score 3-0.
Too bad.
Still to come.
Robot Loren thinking Kevin Hart was the answer to a lot of those questions.
Right. She must have watched Ride Along last night.
Yeah, be honest, Loren. You know which Kardashian is Kanye married to?
Kevin Hart.
No, it's not. Yeah, she's all about Kevin Hart.
All right, War of the Roses. Trish thinks John's cheating on her, so she pulled the ultimate prank on John. Did he pass the test or fail it? And what's going on in their relationship? We'll find out coming up. Brand new War of the Roses. Don't go anywhere in less than 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Trish, in your Facebook message to us, you said you think your boyfriend is cheating because you something to do with this hockey bag.
Mm-hmm. We've been going out for 2 years, and in that 2 years, every Tuesday night he goes to Pineville to play hockey. Probably in the last 3 months, something's changed, something's off. He's not that romantic with me anymore. His demeanor's just different. And he started to go to hockey on Wednesday nights. I don't know, there was like a league switch.
Okay.
But... And moving furniture. I asked him the other day if he wanted to move furniture, and he said he was too tired. That's never happened before.
Ooh,
okay. So there's obviously something going on. So I wanted to find out, and, you know, his hockey stuff stinks.
Oh, yeah, I used to play hockey. There's really literally nothing stinkier than hockey gear.
Oh, I know.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, I think you brought it in here once, and I can't get the smell on my nose.
We saw this in your email, and this is crazy. Tell everyone what you did.
So I took his hockey gear and I took it and I put it in my car the night that he was going to go to hockey. And he left and
And I called him that night and I asked him, you know, hey, what's going on? Where were you at? He said he was just got out of his hockey game. And I don't know with whose equipment he was playing, but it wasn't his because I had his equipment in my trunk.
And he didn't say anything about, like, man, I forgot my bag.
Yeah, I can't find it. Can you help me find it?
No, he does. He hasn't even said, you know, anything about that. He hasn't asked me where his equipment was, or he said he just got done with the game.
He has no idea that you have it. So, that is genius, girl.
Yeah, these aren't good signs. And typically, whenever you feel something, it's typically a sign that something's going on. But
and it's never one thing, Roy.
It is. It's everything together. And mm-hmm. I feel like we have already enough evidence, but let's see what we can do to get to the truth, okay?
Yeah.
You sure you're ready to do this? 2 years with John.
Yeah, let's do it.
He deserves to know.
Yep. Dial it up, Roy.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for John, please.
Yeah, this is he.
Hello, John. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen beautiful free red roses to send in the one that you love.
Oh, okay. What do I do?
I just need to get a little bit of information from you, starting with who you'd like to send them to. They are romantic roses.
Yeah. Okay, can you send them to Lexi?
Okay.
Hey, I don't have her address here right now. Is that fine if I give it to you later, or...
Absolutely. Let me just get as much information as I can from you right now, and then you can either call me back or I can call you back to get the address.
Okay.
All right. Sure. I do have a card to go with these roses. What would you like to write on Lexi's card?
Oh, yeah. Can you put some, like, hey, Lexi Lou. Gee, this is so crazy. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Love, John. That should be good.
Okay. Sweet and simple.
Who the f*** is Lexi Lou?
Oh, boy.
What?
John, who the f*** is Lexi?
Hey, that is your girlfriend. Do you know her name?
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah. Who's that?
Trish?
Yeah, that's her.
Why are you question mark? Like, do you have multiple girlfriends?
Clearly.
By the way, you're on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We catch cheaters, so go ahead and start explaining.
I'm that's weird. I'm with a
yes. What?
Wow.
I'm seeing another girl. I'm sorry I didn't tell you.
Yeah, amazing. I don't even know where to start. I mean, what kind of man does that? Seriously, what kind of man does that? No, there's no honesty. You're cheating and lying.
The suspense is killing me about what you did to him, Trish. Let him know and let's find out where he was, if he was with Lexi on Tuesday night. Tell him what you did and how he failed this.
John, you were at your game on Tuesday night, right?
Yeah, I was.
Whose equipment did you use?
I use my own. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah? That's funny because it's in the trunk of my car.
What? Very serious?
I mean, he's still lying. He was just outed and he's still lying.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Welcome back, Loren.
Hi.
We missed you.
Oh, I missed you guys. And let me tell you something. If you're in the car right now on your commute to work, God bless you.
Yeah, you get to experience what normal people experience. You know, we're blessed that we get into work at 5 a.m., so we miss the traffic.
Yeah, yep. That traffic is for the birds.
And you're here with baby Cash.
I am, if you can't hear him talking.
Hey, Cash. What's up, buddy?
You want to be on the radio and talk? Be a radio superstar?
Whoa.
Okay. He grabbed her papers and immediately threw them on the ground.
Yeah, that's normal.
Now he's going to drum. Oh my gosh, did you hear? I'm glad you're here, Loren. This is a perfect segue about our little disagreement over what happened yesterday here at the station.
Yeah, our missing child.
Well, okay. So Baby Cash came in yesterday after the show.
Okay.
And Loren and I walked down to the sales area, yeah, which is filled with cubicles, you guys. And Loren's talking to a salesperson, and Cash walks towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And Loren's still talking to the salesperson. So I follow Cash around the corner. This is important to know how this goes down.
Loren didn't know that her son walked away?
No, I knew where he was, but I knew at that point that he was with Manny.
Okay.
So he walks around with me, and we found some balloons.
Right.
And he loves these balloons. And then Joyce in our sales department and Conkle, who works back there, they're all around him. And then Burpee from Power 98 walks down the hallway and starts talking to me about something.
Uh-huh.
And I look down, and Lil Man's gone.
Ooh.
That's what it sounded like.
Right on cue, Cash. Right, yeah, on cue.
That's Loren screaming when she finds out Lil Man's gone.
No, but there was a minute where I was like, wait, I don't hear anything anymore.
So she comes to me and goes, Manny, where's Cash? I go, well, I don't know. I wasn't on Cash duty.
But you took him to go get the balloons.
I didn't take him. Alas, I followed him.
So your point of view is that she lost track of her son the moment he started walking towards you.
We never had conversation where she goes, Manny, keep an eye on him for a minute. Manny, can you grab him?
No, but let me just say this. You are my work husband, and if I was at home, my real husband would know that if he takes Cash somewhere, he's got to stay with him.
Well, work husband wasn't aware that Cash was such a flight risk so quick. I mean, I was with the balloons 1 minute. Roy, I'm not joking when I tell you we couldn't find him at all. For
what?
Like a good 3 minutes.
I walked around this entire building and heard nothing. I'm yelling his name. I mean, I went into a straight panic, and I'm like, he couldn't get out unless somebody took him out, because all of these doors are locked and you need a fob to get in and out of them.
So well, I was like, there's a baby thief in our building.
No, I wasn't
concerned about kidnapping. It was just a matter of where is he? Like, could he be stuck behind a chair somewhere?
Right. Is he bothering somebody in their office? Did he roll in on a meeting? Am I going to get fired over this?
How awesome. There's like a meeting and a little two-year-old walks in.
Okay, thanks for doing business with Beasley Media Group. We're going to go ahead and close this deal. Like,
kicking balloons all over the place.
I'm so nonchalant about the fact that I'm not in charge of him,
yeah,
that I'm ready to walk back to the office.
Oh, so you don't even want to help find him.
Well, I mean, I look, no, but I'm like, well, good thing I didn't tell Loren, like, that's what I literally thought. Good thing I didn't tell Loren that I'll watch him, because now I'm not responsible. After all, I just followed him.
Wait, so I come back after doing a lap around the building, and I still can't find him. I look at Manny, I go, I can't find him. Manny looks left, looks right, and goes, I don't know. And I was like, do you want to help me find him?
At least I looked.
Oh, my gosh. Well, where was
he? I don't even know. I heard him.
He was in one of the back open offices. With the balloons, like, under a desk.
Okay.
He was just playing.
Like, that's a far distance from where I was.
I know, but he's under the desk right now. He just likes, like, those low, small spaces.
Yeah. He's like a dog. He likes a doghouse. So Baby Cash disappeared, and
it was your fault.
It was not my fault.
Like, did any tears at
no,
any point?
No. Okay. Nobody cried. It wasn't like...
Roy, can I get a ruling on this? You know, technically, she didn't say, Manny, keep an eye on him. I just was doing a good husband work husband thing, and followed Cash.
Okay, but let me speak my piece now. Cash just crawled under the desk and is over by Manny, so I would assume right now that Manny would watch him, right?
Well, here's what I think. I think that it's not safe to assume that whoever your son walks near is responsible for your son.
No, but
hang
not
on.
Anyone,
hang on,
but work husband.
Hang on, let me get to my ruling.
Okay.
Don't think it's Manny's responsibility just because Cash wanders near him. However, the moment Manny got the balloons for Cash, you were then in possession of the child and therefore responsible for his well-being because you started playing with the child. You, sir, are wrong.
Oh,
you
lost
a child yesterday. You lost a child yesterday.
I'm trying to get him to stand on the counter. He's not standing.
He knows he's not supposed to be up there.
Oh, really? Bad habit.
And now he's confused on what the world you're doing.
He's Cash. Like, this feels like a trick.
Mom.
Oh, hi. Hi, baby.
Say hi, Mom.
Yeah.
What is that?
Did Manny lose you yesterday or no?
Not his fault. Mommy lost me. Mommy hide package.
Say some phrases that you know, Baby Cash.
Mommy like wine. Hide package. Daddy doesn't know.
Say something else, Cash.
Mommy had these shoes.
Yeah.
Old shoes, old shoes.
Old shoes.
His first words were red bottom shoes. So strange.
Red bottom.
And he smells good. What's he wearing?
It's the gel in his hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get in on that.
Yeah, I got to get in on that. Is that pumpkin spice gel? We were talking about that this morning.
No, but it like smells like man or something. Okay. I don't know.
Baby Cash is here. Post a picture, a little video of him up at the MRL show so people could see him. He's in the studio. He's okay. Adorable.
Yeah.
All right, get caught up on the dirty. Review some things. We haven't done any dirties.
Okay.
So you got to get us updated on Hollywood coming up in under 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, remember when Tyra Banks put it out there that she wanted Lindsay Lohan to do Life Size 2?
Yep.
Well, I guess they got her for the film. I mean, what else is she doing besides Bad Dancing and Mykonos? whatever happened to that video that we all did? Did that ever get put up?
I don't think so.
Remember when Lindsay Lohan had the bad dancing?
We did the dance,
and
yeah.
She was even making fun of it. It's not like we were making fun of her. She was laughing at herself.
Yeah.
And posting like all these videos of people imitating her dancing. And we did one, yeah. But I guess it never got posted.
Our digital department's backed up. Hi, Baby Cash. Baby Cash in the studio.
What happened? Oh, he fell through the chair.
Come here. You okay? Yeah.
Nicole, why don't you come take him and bring him to the playground?
Here. The playground. Okay. We don't have a playground.
There we go. All right.
Yeah, we have a vending machine.
The engineer's office.
With all the sharp cords and...
He just likes to be in the chair with me, so when he was climbing down, I'm posting
a picture now at the MRL show. Wait till you see how Lorraine started doing the dirty.
All right, so Justin Bieber, he was serenading his fiance, Hailey Baldwin, outside of Buckingham Palace, and the Pops, of course, got it. He did a cover of Fast Car and also Cold Water.
He loves this song. He does that song in concert a lot.
He sounds good doing it, though. I actually like that version.
I say,
hello, Queen Mummy.
Yes, you heard the rumbles of Justin Bieber.
What is that incessant racket outside my window?
Hey, is that rap?
You tell Post Malone to get off my property. I am trying to get some sleep, and when I open my window, all I hear is this.
Afternoon, Queen.
Pete Davidson, quiet down out there.
Yeah, not either of them, Queen Mummy. Definitely Justin Bieber. No. All right, so Kelly Clarkson is getting her own daytime talk show. That's crazy.
That's good for her, man. She's such a personality on The Voice. She deserves to be on a talk show.
For sure. And she's taking over the time slot that Steve Harvey currently had for the last 7 seasons.
Is he getting out of the game?
No, I don't think so. I think they're just moving that time slot.
There was a time when everybody had a talk show.
That's true.
Like in the mid-2000s. Even
Whoopi?
It was like Ricky Lake.
But the girl from the Cosby Show had one, the youngest one, and then the girl from 90210, Gabrielle Gutierrez or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
She had one. Here's Kelly.
It's not been announced yet, but you're getting your own talk show.
Well, it's been leaked. So
big deal. Guys, get into it.
Well, I love talking. It's like my favorite pastime. So
that's good,
Lorraine. He might have pooped.
I know. When I was letting him down, it was in the middle of the dirty, so I got to wait until this is over to go and change him.
I'll gag.
By the way, we're talking about Roy. If you're just joining us,
I should let Roy change Cash's diaper.
Remember we walked your brother through the step by step, and he's watching.
It wasn't number two diaper though.
Okay. What else? Anything else?
Khloe Kardashian is going back to Cleveland with Tristan. Apparently, they've worked through their problems, and she's going to be flying back and forth from there to Los Angeles. And of course, yesterday we told you that Kanye West.
You got it now, right? Thanks, Cash.
Said he's moving back to Chicago, but Kim will just be staying in LA.
I thought so, and he's climbing all over me like I'm a jungle gym.
Well, it's not like it's on your clothing. Chill out. You have two kids.
But the poop smells different. Dean's poop and Cash's, Ruby's poop smell different than that.
Okay.
Go on. What do you got?
All right. My well-run likes for today.
It's so bad.
What is it?
Okay. What the mania is in your holding his nose, you toot worse than that smells, okay?
I've never seen Roy have that reaction to one of my toots.
It's not good.
Roy is just doing that because you're doing it and you're being a drama queen.
All right, what's going on?
Jennifer Aniston is celebrating Will Smith's 50th birthday in a big way, and they are releasing a Fresh Prince-style sneaker, and this one's really cool, and I think people in Charlotte will love it because it's Hornet colors.
Oh, awesome.
So it's the teal and purple. They are a little expensive, $190, but they're the high-top like throwbacks, and they're super cool. So.
Cool. Speaking of the Hornets, the new GM, Mitch Kupchak, is going to be in the studio. But now I don't know if we might have to interview him outside because of the smell in here.
I'm going to change his diaper.
Good ventilation in here.
He's dropping by along with our buddy Fred Whitfield to talk about our partnership with the Hornets to help the coast.
Yes.
With Beasley Media Group. All right, we're going to get into that coming up. But we have to talk about when you busted your neighbor doing something in the nude. That's right. Someone got busted doing something in the nude. Wait to hear that. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss95.1.
You went to the Kiss95.1 app and you told us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. And now you're waiting for us to call your name so you can win $500.
All right, right now we are looking for Damian Beaver of Salisbury. Damian Beaver.
704-570-9595. Call now, claim your $500.
Come on, Beaver, get on the phone with us.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
We're still waiting to hear from
Damian Beaver, Salisbury, North Carolina. We're looking for you for Wake Up and Win $500 on the line. It's very simple, by the way. If you're just listening to us and you're like, one, who just screamed? That's Baby Cash. Number two, if you're like, well, what's Wake Up and Win? You go to kiss951.com or get the Kiss95.1 app. There you'll see a logo that says Wake Up and Win. You click that. There you can tell us what time you're listening to the MRL Morning Show.
And then we call your name like we did Damian Beaver. You got 15 minutes to call us back. Damian's now got 8 minutes to call us back. And I wonder how many beavers are out there.
I don't know.
Is there a family of beavers?
I don't know. What is beavers in the plural?
I think it's a
beavers.
A group of beavers. But if there's a beaver family, they should be calling.
All the beavers should be calling each other.
Right. And they should be like, hey, wake up Damian.
I mean, Nicole's last name is Weaver. Maybe they know each other.
Playing the rhyme game.
Here, maybe I can face Facebook.
By the way, a lot of people are sending us messages that having the baby on the air is the cutest thing ever.
Oh, sorry, y'all. And you can't explain to like a one-year-old that he can't talk. You know what I mean? Like,
no, he doesn't understand quiet.
He'll
but
be
frankly,
two next
half
month.
Of our interns don't either, and they're all in college. They come in talking up a storm.
That's true.
Somebody said, "Did the poop really smell that bad?" LOL. That was hilarious.
I didn't think it was that bad until I opened that diaper, and yes, it was
Thank
that bad.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Here's my thing with it is that. It was like this weird smell, and then once you knew what it was, then you're like, oh, gosh.
And he was climbing all over me during the dirty.
He probably got particles on you.
I think he, because I think when he started on me, it didn't smell. I think he literally came over, pooped, and then walked away.
Buddy, you got That's pooped on today.
I got pooped on today. Area code 828 says, hi, Baby Cash. You're so cute.
Aww.
Somebody else said, post a picture. Yeah, we were supposed to post a picture on our Insta.
I
it's coming. I haven't gotten finished with it.
Okay.
We're going to have Mitch Kupchak and we're going to have Fred Whitfield from the Charlotte Hornets in the studio to talk about our partnership for the Carolina Coast. Of course, MJ donated $2 million. Yeah. It was a pretty big deal. So we'll get the latest with them. What are we going to do with cash when the boys come in, though? Sustain?
I don't know. I guess maybe Nicole can take them into the office.
Or maybe Phil and Mel. Don't they play a lot of music in the morning? Can't they hang out with them for a minute?
Just hang out.
Hey, can you watch this kid? Just
I wanted to get into the story, but I want to take calls on it. We just won't have a ton of time. But Florida residents, of course, Loren, in a neighborhood called the Martin County Sheriff's Office to complain about a man who was doing yard work and walking around his property in the nude.
Oh, okay.
However, deputies said after arriving that there's nothing they can do about that. The truth
really?
is,
is that as long as the man is not touching himself or doing anything inappropriately, authorities cannot do anything because it's his own property. But I thought that was indecent exposure.
I thought so, too.
And I'll tell you why. I had a friend in California who went to get his newspaper and mail in, like, 2006. So it's not that long ago, in the nude. And he got a ticket mailed to him for indecent exposure.
So maybe it
depends.
Plus,
a neighbor had taken a picture of it.
Yeah, maybe it depends on the state. Because I do remember, and I don't remember how long ago it was, but I do remember a story that somebody had the police called on them, and they got a ticket for indecent exposure for walking around their house naked.
Wow.
And they didn't have curtains so people could still see in. And they were like, but it's in my house. And they said, it doesn't matter. It's still visible from the curb.
Right, because a lot of states are like, public is whatever they could see into.
Right.
I would think California would be a super liberal state, though.
Didn't you say Florida?
This was in Florida, but my friend got the ticket in California. In Florida, he didn't get the ticket.
That's strange.
By the way, my friend did it as a dare. His wife dared him to do it. Like a Sunday morning.
Hey, you pay for the ticket then.
Yeah. He had a robe on. He dropped the robe and ran out and did it in the complete nude. And somebody, a neighbor, took a picture of him.
Oh, they were a quick neighbor.
That's right. By the way, the noise you're hearing is baby Cash. And someone from area code 704 said, my one-year-old is just talking to baby Cash. Every time he hears him come on the radio, he thinks he's in the car.
Aww.
And they're having a conversation.
Aww.
Keep talking, buddy. You're talking to all the babies. We're number one amongst one-year-olds.
Did you ever catch any neighbors or anybody in the nude there, Roy? You live in an apartment. Do you see anything out your window ever? Anything?
It's probably him. He's probably the one walking around naked.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes, like, when I'm getting ready for work at, like, 4:30 in the morning, I have three huge windows in my apartment.
Almost ceiling to floor.
Almost ceiling to floor. And I'm only on the second floor, so all you got to do is look up. You could easily see me wandering around naked, getting ready for my day.
I do it.
Yeah.
Remember some MRO family members saw Roy with his robe on?
Yeah.
And you were blasting that song?
Yeah, it was
the roller skate song.
It was a good country song.
Yeah, it was a good country song.
Yeah. It's always strange when listeners see me at home because they feel strange because they're like, it's your home. I don't want to
cry.
Talk to you or like make you feel uncomfortable. I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about it after 9.
I mean, like I've seen people move furniture through windows.
So we saw that too. My friend, in California, had a Christmas party. And all of our work employees were there in the kitchen watching this couple in their kitchen on the counter.
That's weird.
Well, we couldn't turn away.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
We
thought maybe he just came home from the military or something. She was, you know.
I have a really bad habit of changing my car a lot.
Well, don't pull on my collar. You're stretching my shirt.
Changing your car a lot?
No, I change in my car a lot.
Oh.
Like, I get naked in my car.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you see the stormtrooper out there, chances are I'm probably changing.
What do you think about your mom changing in her car, Cash?
You're welcome, Charlotte.
Not cool.
Do you like mom's car, the stormtrooper, the Jeep?
Yeah.
Minivan.
No minivan.
All right, let's take a break. Will you help me? I can't hit the button because I got baby Cash
in
my lap.
That's fine. When we come back, hopefully the Hornets may be coming into the studio.
They should be, and we got to call out another name because I don't think Damian Beaver and Salisbury is calling us back. He's got 3 minutes, according to producer Nicole.
Okay, Damian Beaver, Salisbury, 3 minutes. If not, a new name will be drawn for Wake Up and Win here on the MRL Morning Show with Kiss 95.1.
Welcome to the Mani Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is this?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani Roy and Lorraine, Kiss 95.1.
Wake up and win your chance at $500. Going to be calling out another name very soon, so make sure you keep listening to Kiss to get that money.
You know, it's so great when you have local sports teams here, professional sports teams who get involved in the community. And, you know, the Charlotte Hornets and Beasley Media Group and the MRL show, we have a great relationship with the Hornets. And it's always good to see what they do around Thanksgiving time for feeding the homeless.
That's
and, you know, I mean, just charity after charity, going to so many schools, you know, to give back to the kids here locally.
Well, Hurricane Florence devastated our coasts and caused so much damage. So many people are without. And it was so cool to see our Hornets and Michael Jordan step up. And they're here to help out our own Carolinians in our own backyard.
And What, Honeybee? What do you want to say?
I was going to say, Michael Jordan's already donated $2 million, and then they're going above and beyond even that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was...
I feel like when Fred Whitfield and Mitch Kupchak, the new general manager of the Hornets, are here, you should be wearing some, maybe something Hornets-related.
I had kind of a morning. My son is here at work, so I'm sorry. Forgive me, guys.
Good to see you, Fred Whitfield. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here, and thanks for having Mitch and I. And you guys are exactly right. We as an organization take a lot of pride in giving back to our community. We're so thankful for our fans supporting us. All those efforts are led by our owner. And again, Michael stepped up in a big way, giving $2 million, $1 million to the American Red Cross and $1 million to the Foundation for the Carolinas, who take those funds and give directly to the hurricane victims. And that's just where it starts. We feel like we have an opportunity to use our platform to really make everybody aware of what those on the coast have been devastated with. And so tomorrow, we'll be partnering with Second Harvest Food Bank. It'll be an all-hands-on effort by our organization, again, led by Michael, to package 5,000 food care packages that'll be distributed in Fayetteville, Wilmington, and Myrtle Beach, who were affected the most. And we're excited to have our players there, our coaches, Mitch and his staff, and our business operations staff. We all are just thrilled to be able to do all we can to try and give back and let those that were affected know just how much we care about them and how much we want to help.
And Beasley Media Group, by the way, we are going to partner with you guys as well. Yes. And I don't think there's a better partnership between the two.
Amen.
We're ready to help out and you guys, pack boxes and do all that stuff, too.
You guys are phenomenal. And, you know, we do great things together around Thanksgiving and helping those in need at that time. And so, thank you to you guys and the entire Beasley team for just being phenomenal partners, not just as our broadcast partner for our games, but also doing great things out in the community and helping us with our efforts.
Now, I mean, it's always hard to see one of these disasters or tragedies happen around, you know, the country or the world. But when it happens in your own backyard, it makes it so personal for us here in the Carolinas. And there are other ways that fans can also help you. I think you guys have a T-shirt that fans can buy that a proceed goes to. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we do. And what our fans can do is just log on to our website, Hornets.com. There are five organizations that we're asking our fans to contribute to that are sending those funds directly to victims. But our Carolina Strong T-shirt, which is a pretty cool T-shirt, the Fanatics, our apparel partner, has created in conjunction with the NBA. You can buy those online. Those funds go directly to the hurricane victims. And we're trying to be as creative as we can and partner with NBA Cares to try and do as much as we can. And our fans so far have been phenomenal and really reaching out and wanting to help. And our players have done the same thing. And so anything that we can do to help, because it is very personal. You know, Michael grew up in Wilmington, which is why I think this has touched him in a big way, because he's just looking on television and seeing his home community being devastated by this hurricane. And Mitch played at Chapel Hill. I grew up in Greensboro. You know, North Carolina's home for all of us. And so we want to do all we can to help, you know, our friends and families around the state to do the best they can to pull out of this.
Okay. So if you guys want more information on how you can help out with the hurricane relief efforts, make sure you check it out, Hornets.com. We're also going to put up all this information up on our Kiss 95.1 app. So if you want to help maybe stuff boxes, help donate, whatever you want to do, buy a T-shirt, we'll have all that information for you.
Yeah, you'll be helping the MRL show and the Hornets. And I want to add this, too, because I think this is important. MJ, by the way, he didn't wait. On Tuesday, he donated the $2 million. Mm-hmm. That storm left the area Sunday night / Monday morning, and by Tuesday, MJ donated $2 million. So
phenomenal.
Thank you for what he did. Like you said, it's home too, Fred. So, Roy, before we want to say hi to the new general manager, Mitch Kupchak, who just came in from L.A., but before general manager Mitch Kupchak steps up, is there anything you want to tell Fred that you would like to see in the arena this year? It seems to be an ongoing theme. Fred comes in.
Well,
you ask for certain things.
Sure. Well, the biggest thing I've been wanting was honey, because everyone called it the high.
Oh, you should have let him do it, because I knew he was going to get it wrong.
The beehive. I don't know. Has there been honey put in? I haven't got an update. Has there been?
Not yet, but it's something we've been talking to Levy Foods about.
Good.
And exploring.
You got to have honey. Yeah, just for me. You know, how about this? Just have like a little bucket that says Roy's honey.
Roy's honey pot, yeah.
Yeah, just a bucket of honey. money.
That sounds like a great brand to me.
Yeah. I mean, you got a little under a month. I can't believe the season's about to kick off in October.
I know. It's a big year for the Hornets. It's their 30th anniversary all season long.
Look at you.
Sports. We're so excited. You know, 1988, wow, 30 years ago, this franchise came to Charlotte as the first professional franchise in this city. When we reclaimed the Hornets name 5 years ago, one of the other things we definitely wanted to do was get the history back from 1988 to 2002 and then marry that to
that
the
Bobcats awesome.
Years and now our Hornets years. So we'll have 8 classic nights where we'll wear our white pinstripe retro uniforms or classic uniforms.
Very cool.
We'll have a classic court down. It'll look very much like the court looked back with the old Hornets franchise. The music will be, you know, like it was back then, our dance team.
That was off of Tryon. Was the arena off of Tryon? Is that where it was?
It was out Tyvola.
Tyvola, yeah, that's right, Tyvola.
The old Hive Coliseum, they had a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. We'll bring that energy back for those 8 classic nights. And we're just excited. There's so much to do during this 30th anniversary, and the All-Star Game will just be a highlight in February to have a $100 million economic impact event come to our city that puts us on the global stage.
All-Star Game.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
With the best players in the world. Mm-hmm. And so the NBA is excited. Our city officials are excited. Obviously, we as an organization are excited. We want to host, if not the best All-Star Game ever, one of the best. And the NBA is committed to doing so, and we as an organization are ready to roll our sleeves up and do our part.
Trust me, we were all over your brother, who is a employee with us and a good friend of ours, Charles. We say, Charles, we want to host parties on All-Star Weekend. He's like, I got you. Don't worry. So the MRL show we're into.
There'll be a lot of parties.
Thank you, Fred. Let's say hi real quick to the new general manager of your Charlotte Hornets, Mitch Kupchak. Welcome.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Carolinas as you grew up here.
Yeah, well, it's little did I know, 30 years later, I'd end up back in a state that was so dear to me, working for, somebody I met in a hotel prior to a championship game in 1982. That would be Michael Jordan. He was a freshman.
Wow.
So here I am 30-something years later. It's great.
Yeah.
Funny how things work out.
Yeah, isn't it? And, of course, Mitch is going to be in charge, Roy. So it's like if you play Xbox and you pick your players. No, he's not the coach.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
He's in charge of the franchise. So if you pick your players, he picks the players.
Got you. That's kind of cool.
The team. Yes.
That's a cool job, man.
And I pick the coach, too.
That's cool, too. So. I love that.
You want honey? You got honey.
You're the man.
We do start on Saturday, October 6th at noon at the Spectrum Center in the purple and teal scrimmage. Mitch, what do you think fans will be excited for as we head into the season, even just watching the scrimmage, checking out some of the new blood that we have on the team?
Well, as I mentioned, we do have a new coach in James Borrego. And we're excited about having James on board since he got here. Our gym has been full every morning, on a voluntary basis from players. And I've been in this business a long, long time. A lot of times when the season ends, the players go their own way because they're allowed to do that. And they're not required to come back until the first day of training camp, which is next week. Okay, but our gym has been full of activity, since the day we hired coach, which is really in June.
That's
and,
cool.
Yesterday, we must have had 10, 12 players in there, 10, 12 coaches. The music's blaring.
Love the dedication.
There's a lot of rebounding and drills. It's all on a voluntary basis.
Oh, that's good energy to go into the season with. Yeah.
So there'll be hopefully, just by making a change, we'll translate into some wins.
Cool.
Now we've made some trades and we did a draft, who I think was a productive draft with Miles Bridges and Devontae Graham, who's from Raleigh, went to Kansas.
Yes.
Rock, those things may help us down the road. And a lot of the names that were on the team last year, you're still familiar with. Kemba Walker is our star. So there's a lot to look forward to.
Kemba's mom's also a star.
Yes,
have
she
you
is.
Met her yet, Mrs. Walker? She sits at the games, and she is a diehard fan.
You'll hear her,
and we love her. Okay. She's got good energy.
Yeah,
So she's there. And of course, let me talk to some people, Roy included, that might not know. Tony Parker is new to the Hornets this year.
Okay.
He dated Eva Longoria for a part of a bit of time.
That's pretty cool.
You know who she is, the actress.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the tie-in.
Oh, all right. That's fine. Yeah, bring it all round for me.
Yeah, there you go.
I love it. I just don't know it. I love going to the games. I love watching it. And I love it when we talk and hang out with Cody and all the other great players. I just don't.
It's a social thing for you. That's okay.
It is. I just don't know, like, stats and...
Yeah, Mitch is happy to hear that. He works hard to find, to get stats on stuff. And you're here saying you don't care about it. That's right. Nice.
Well, I just don't know it. But, like, I hear they have a center, but they have that in football, too. So, but they do different jobs, so I don't know.
Let's see if Mitch knows some generic... general pop culture.
Oh boy.
Just general pop culture.
Okay.
Let's give him an easy one, a softball one. Can you name a Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian.
There you go.
That counts. Hey, so it's like my general knowledge of sports. It's good.
And who is Kim Kardashian married to?
That may be a bit harder.
He's from Chicago.
Yeah, I know who it is, but you got me on the spot. This wasn't a part of the show.
No, it wasn't. But you're doing great.
You said they were going to do this.
You're doing great. You're close. Kanye.
Kanye West.
There you go. Look at Mitch Kupchak. He knows what he's doing. All right, listen. Enough of the questions. You did great. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
Loren, remind everyone how we're helping out the coast.
Yes. If you want to help out the Hornets, we're teaming up with them. You can go to Kiss95.1 and find out information, or the Hornets.com and find out information there. They're selling T-shirts, Carolina Strong T-shirts. You can also donate to 5 different organizations as well. So we are so excited to be partnering with them.
Also, make sure you get your tickets for the 30th anniversary. All season long, season tickets, single game tickets are available right now at Hornets.com.
Fred, Mitch, thanks you guys for coming by. Best of luck to you guys. We'll be there cheering you on.
Nanny, Roy, and Loren. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
I love the morning show.
Kiss 95.1.